In a world full of distractions, there is one big question on every dog owner's lips.
How do I become more than just the person holding the other end of the leash?
We all get dogs with a dream in mind, a vision of the future. And if right now your everyday reality isn't quite that picture you had in mind, you are in the right place.
It really doesn't have to be this way.
You absolutely can and will be more to your dog than just the person who gets in between them and the world.
The key is you need to be more sexy.
More sexy than the neighbourhood cats.
More sexy than the jogger in the park.
More sexy than that half-eaten hamburger they just found on the floor.
And yes, even more sexy than the dog across the road.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Lauren.
Together we're Absolute Dogs.
And you're listening to the Sexier Than a Squirrel podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Sexier Than a Squirrel podcast, the podcast that teaches you how to train your dog like a pro. And funnily enough, that is the topic of today, is actually how you getting excited about learning about dog behavior and dog training, how that actually unlocks massive results for yourself and your dog as well.
Now, we know that sometimes owning a dog can become a little overwhelming. You struggle, you don't necessarily know the plan. Maybe you have a lack of sort of direction, or you just feel a little bit like limited. And this is exactly where we know we can make a massive difference. And actually, I've had those struggles even myself recently. You know, Tom, Nifty, she is wild. She is full on. She is an absolute, she's a proper border collie. She wants to work, she wants to do, she wants to get out and about. And actually, this is where you become your own dog's home educator. You become your own dog's main schooler, main teacher. And sometimes you need to, I had to redo the plan. Like I had to remake the plan. And after doing it, I really felt like a pro again. But sometimes you can feel a little bit less competent, or a little bit almost incompetent when you're going through a struggle with your dog. And I think this is where we see so many people, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so what we, I guess, want you to think about, and what we want you to get excited about, is first of all, you're excited about learning about dog training. You're excited about learning about dog behavior. And you've got to realize that that makes you pretty lucky, because often people go through life and they don't discover something that lights them up. They don't discover something that excites them. And if you have that feeling of, I don't know, if one of your classes at school was called like Dog Behavior 101 and you weren't going to turn up for maths, you weren't going to turn up for English, you certainly were not going to turn up for PE. Well, you were certainly going to turn up for Dog Behavior 101. That probably means that you have found your passion and you're one of the lucky 1% of the world that has.
And having passion, that's what makes you jump out of bed in the morning. That is what, I remember I was speaking to someone only last night, actually, lovely, lovely lady. And she said to me, so how do you feel when you get up in the morning? And we were working through, I'm going to tell her, she was a reflexologist. And I've never worked with her before. And someone had gifted me a session and it was interesting. And I enjoyed it. It was great. But what she said, she was going through different things. She was like, so, you seem to have a really busy life. How do you feel when you get out of bed in the morning? And I'm like, always good. Like I bounce out of bed in the morning. I don't ever think, oh, I don't want to get out of bed. She said, do you have good energy? I was like, yeah, the energy's good. And she said, and do you ever sort of feel like you don't want to do what you're doing? Do you ever feel like not that you can? And I was like, no, I always feel cool about it. And I think that's where we're talking passion. That's where we're talking mission. That's where we're talking progress. That's where we're talking everything. Even when we do have struggles with our dogs, I think that's where passion kicks in and allows us to get over those difficult hurdles, because we all get times that may be challenging with our dogs or within what we're doing, but actually that passion lets us take it a bit further. And that passion is what fuels us through life, right?
And the cool thing is, you know, bringing it back to you, because sometimes I think you could probably think, oh, but this doesn't apply to me because I don't want to be a professional. But actually, it's not, you know, forgetting like serving other people and helping other people. Actually, immersing yourself in something that lights you up and makes you feel energized and makes you feel fulfilled and gets you bouncing out of bed so that you can learn something else. These things are not easy to find when you don't have them.
How about putting you on your to-do list?
Yeah.
How about putting what you want to achieve, put it on that list? How about, think about over the next, I don't know, week, 10 days, 2 weeks, when you think about all the things that light you up, mm-hmm. how many of them are in your diary?
Yeah.
And how many of them are there for you? Because we can get so busy, can't we, serving everyone else? Or we can get so busy considering, I don't know, the day-to-day and getting stuck in the day-to-day, cleaning the house, taking the dog to the groomer, mowing the lawn, getting the kids to school, or sorting out Nan, or seeing the grandchildren, or whatever it might be. And actually, all of those things are good, and they're all important, and they're all things that are on your must do. Yeah. But actually, how about the passion thing? And how about ticking off all of the things that you really light up doing, yeah, right?
Absolutely. In fact, we've got to kind of give a shout out to someone, a game changer that did the Pro Dog Trainer program and kind of, you know, was a dog owner just like you and realized that, you know what, they loved learning about dog training and behavior. And Marie says, take one pretty good dog, add a naughty but nice dog, cue despair. Thankfully, we found Absolute Dogs. There is always hope. We worked on concepts that were contributing to our struggles and things got a whole lot better. But, and this is the bit that we really want you to get excited about, guys, but it also lit a spark that became a fire. I completed Pro Dog Trainer and Geek in 2021. Knowledge, confidence, fun, and games. I loved every single minute of it. That's my story of how I became a Pro Dog Trainer. I absolutely love it, and now I'm working as a dog trainer, and it's fabulous. I get to design my own days. I get to give people hope. But best of all, I get to help people start their dogs on the right track. I can't imagine a better career. Thank you, Absolute Dogs.
So I'm going to give you a little story here, and Tom, you'll appreciate this one. We have someone working at the training center. Her name's Sam, and I was looking out of my window the other day because I can see what's happening. And obviously, just like Tom's been talking about, we know lots of people who get to work in dog training. Sometimes in person we know them, and other times at a distance we know them. And we've obviously got a cool, huge following of dog trainers. And Sam moved here recently from Scotland, and she was walking around the car park, and Matt said to me, Matt's my partner, for those of you that don't know, he said to me, Lauren, how cool is that? And I was like, what are you doing? And he's like literally videoing out of the window. And I'm like, Matt, I don't know you should be videoing out of the window. He's like, look at her. Look how much fun she is having. Look how much energy she is producing. Yeah. Look how much like vibrancy is going on just in that car park. And what he was doing was videoing Sam. She was on a call. And she was on a call with a student. But the coolest bit was, Tom, you could see the bounce in her step. You could see the energy that was literally coming off her body in like huge, huge, like literally like waves. She is living her best day, her best life, and she's bouncing. Yeah. And I think that so many people underestimate how possible this is,
yeah,
and how achievable this is, whether it's for your own dog or whether it is like Sam has taken a bit further. It actually is so achievable.
That's the thing that I think, oh, you know, there are so many stories of actually you discover something that lights you up. You think, oh no, I'd never be a professional dog trainer. You know, I've got to work with my own dogs first. And actually in skilling yourself up, you transform your own dog struggles, but also you can't help but help other people. And I think one thing that isn't being talked about enough at the moment, and why, you know, you should really consider actually helping other people if you haven't already, is that there's a massive need and a massive shortage of dog trainers. There's such a need for dog training and behavior advice right now,
especially in this games-based way. I think more than any other, right, Tom? Like, yeah, games-based
to be honest
training.
I think people would take any kind of advice at the moment.
I know, but the worry is that
there's a need.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Tom said. Like, there is a need, and sometimes they go down the wrong path. And actually, games-based is so required. Yeah. And sometimes people are accidentally finding aversives and other methods,
yeah,
but only because they can't find the games-based person that they really want to work with. And that worries me, like, that they go down the shock collar or the... We had someone only a few weeks ago hear from someone that was a sheep chasing incident, and basically they'd been told to use shock collars and the dog was literally so inside itself because of the shock collars. And so that, like you're saying, people are so desperate, they'll go anywhere for help.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing is that you're listening and you're thinking, oh no, but, you know, I couldn't give someone else advice because
my dog's
I've got
perfect.
A naughty dog, yeah, right? Or, oh no, I couldn't give someone else advice because, well, there's probably someone more qualified. You know, there might be, you know, more qualified people, but there'll certainly be more confident people with much worse advice than you've got. And they'll be the ones that'll be, you know, shouting about it and potentially giving terrible advice to people and leading people down a path that, you know, maybe you're listening and you're thinking, actually, I got some terrible advice. Actually, I went down a path that, you know, in hindsight, I wish I hadn't have gone down, and I wouldn't have without that advice.
I was in a competition arena the other day, and someone outside the ring, I was about to go into a big final, and someone outside the ring shouted something in, and they were just being a bit joisty and a little bit, you know, the types, like a little bit cheeky. And I looked back at them and I said, man in the arena, as if to say, you know what? So many people are willing to sort of try and put someone else down, or you might even be worried about someone else outside the ring. And actually, I think there's that brilliant Roosevelt quote, and it really is all about you're standing in that arena. You get to have a go at this, and actually not worrying about what you haven't got or all of your shortcomings or your shortfallings. Actually, worrying and considering what you have got and putting yourself out there for what you are, not what you're not. And I think this is really important.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, take Louisa's story, for example. I did the Pro Dog Trainer course last year after finding Absolute Dogs in January of 2021, and I just fell in love with the Absolute Dogs way. So decided to continue it for my three naughty but nice cockapoos, who all have really individual struggles, and life was getting quite desperate. And we were really regretting having a third dog because the house was chaos from morning until night. What the Pro Dog Trainer program skilled me up with was to treat each dog as individuals and teach the dog in front of me, not the group in front of me. It's given me the skills that now I'd say we've pretty much gone from 0% to 65% towards achieving our dog owning dream, which is to have the dogs all together calmly everywhere we go. So that's thumbs up that Pro Dog Trainer was for us. And I think sometimes, you know, Louise highlights a really important point there, that another gift that you get by, you know, learning to train your dog like a pro, even if you don't want to train other people's dogs like a pro, is actually you get rid of that feeling of not knowing what to do. And that's probably the worst feeling.
That feeling of you're stuck. And I've had it a few times actually with Brave and with treatment for Brave. You're almost immobilized by the fact you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And so then that sort of immobilization actually makes everything worse because you do nothing.
Yeah.
So you actually get stuck in an area of, I don't want to do it wrong, so I'd rather do nothing.
Yeah.
And actually, this is what we see a lot of the time with people with their dogs, is they're so scared to do the wrong thing, they stop. And actually, this is where training like a pro is going to take it to a whole new level.
Absolutely. Or the other thing that happens is you see that you've got a problem, you see that you've got a struggle, you start putting a plan in place, you start implementing that plan, but you're not certain it's the right plan. And so you start implementing the plan, and then your dog, being a dog, does something crazy, right? Maybe just actually does what they normally do. And it wasn't an instant fix. And then you second guess yourself, you doubt your plan, you change things. And you just find yourself spending time changing the plan all the time rather than actually implementing the plan. And that is, you know, when you actually step into that role of, you know what, I'm going to be the pro dog trainer for my dog, you get that certainty.
And that feeling of confidence, like it feels so different. I'll give you an example. Nifty, 8-month-old border collie, decided running down a line of jumps, just little poles on the ground at the moment, we're just doing bumps, and decided that she'd take off at the end of that and look for sheep.
Yeah.
For me, it didn't send me into any meltdown. In fact, there's a big, big fence, so don't panic. We're very, very well fenced. I didn't panic at all. I did rugby tackle her, but then I came up with a plan. Like it wasn't like it's a confidence, it's a certainty, it's a, I've got this, and not being worried and thrown by it. And I think that's a really nice place to feel. You're feeling like a pro rather than actually incompetent and I shouldn't own this dog.
Yeah.
And I think there are times in my past, and I'm sure yours too, Tom, Poppy, for example, my very first naughty but nice collie, I felt really incompetent and I felt really non-qualified to own such a dog.
Yeah.
And I felt really like I was letting her down. Mm-hmm. And I can honestly say I do not feel that ever anymore. And I think that's the I feel like a pro.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, that's the cool thing, is that often it starts with one, or, you know, in Louisa's case, three dogs that challenge you, mm-hmm. and that stretch you, and you have to step up and you get to learn how to train your dog like a pro. And before long, you might find that actually you're helping other people, and you're you know, there's this big need in the world. You're going out there and you're saying, I'm going to help these dogs and these people. You know, like Leanne's story here. I started the pro dog trainer journey way back in 2018. I know it sounds cliche, but wow, absolutely eye-opening, life-changing for me. I had been to many training clubs and classes, and I'd always come away thinking it was great, but there was literally something missing. I went on a little search of the internet, and up popped Absolute Dogs, and I have honestly never ever looked back. My business grew from a little acorn, literally me and my sand school with one client. We now have an indoor barn. I am proud to say that we have two other pro dog trainers on board now as well. The business is absolutely thriving. I have literally got Absolute Dogs, Pro Dog Trainer, the Geek Program, Tom and Lauren, and all their team to thank for that. If anyone's listening to this and thinking, shall I, shan't I, what should I do? Jump in. Jump in with absolutely everything you've got, because I can assure you, you will never look back.
Now, I think that the other thing that training like a pro, being more pro, mm-hmm. Allows you to do is actually live your life with a bit more confidence. Yeah. So I think it's bigger than dog training. It's about how you conduct yourself. It's about how you walk through mm-hmm. Life, and actually how you meet different people, how you feel in different companies, and actually allows you a whole new level of health and well-being.
Yeah. Absolutely. And so, you know, whether it is that you're going to celebrate that you're one of the lucky 1% that has found their passion.
And that's worth celebrating.
And you're going to immerse yourself in it. You're going to explore it. You're going to learn for the love of learning. Whether it is that actually you realize that it doesn't feel great to not know what to do, and you want to have that certainty of the plan that is going to suit your dog and transform their struggle.
Maybe you feel like you're letting your naughty but nice dog down, or maybe you just feel that you're isolated with your naughty but nice dog, and actually you'd like to allow yourself a little bit more connection, community, and really just to skill yourself up for your own home school learning for your dog.
Maybe actually you discover that, you know what, you don't want other people to fall into the same kind of trap that you maybe fell into of getting bad advice, doing things to your dog, or interacting with your dog in a way that really didn't fit right with you, but they, you know, it was in the absence of other advice. Or maybe you have always dreamt of working with dogs. You've always dreamt of being a trainer. Or maybe you're already a trainer, but you want even better results.
Or how about you want to remodel your business? Because actually, I know that here in the training center, we have had to remodel the business. Mm-hmm. And actually, Pro Dog Trainers allowed that to happen. How about maybe actually you just fancy putting some passion or some learning in there for you. You want to grow. You love learning. You want a little bit more to get out of bed for. Mm-hmm. Actually, you want to feed you. How about looking after yourself, topping yourself up and saying, I am worth it.
Yeah. In next week's episode of the Sexier Than a Squirrel podcast, we're going to be telling you about something really cool, really special that we are going to be doing for a couple of weeks. It's going to teach you how to train your dog like a pro. It's also going to introduce you to training other people's dogs like a pro, if that's for you, because ultimately, if you can train your dog like a pro, you can train every dog like a pro.
Woo!
So with that, guys, tune in next week. Get excited. Get immersing yourself in dog training and behavior learning. In the meantime, we've got all the answers next week. Remember,
stay sexy.
Stop right there, Game Changer. We have something very exciting to tell you about if you struggle with stressful walks right now.
So pulling your dog, yanking your arm out of its socket, just basically it's painful, right?
Now, it's a struggle that you want to transform. You want to go from pulling on lead like a train to loose leash walking prince or princess, and we've got a solution for you.
It is just £27. It's a mini course that literally is going to be your zero to hero of loose leash walking.
Day by day, we're going to be showing you the games and skills and strategies that you are going to need to implement to transform your dog's leash behavior in the next 2 weeks.
This is a complete package. You get to keep it for life. Yes, for life. And it's just £27 to you.
Access it anywhere. Keep it for life. No equipment required. And all you've got to do is go to absolutedogs.me/stop pulling. And yes, it is just £27, Game Changers.